Hello, everyone. Welcome to Size Talk here with another podcast episode. And I have made a poll recently on Twitter, and I'm pretty sure everybody with the 10 to 11 votes that I have on there, that people have voted about the Size Community app. Now, this is a special episode to talk about more things about the Size Community and hopefully to get people more informed on how the community is and how well informed and how you feel very welcome throughout the Size Community. But anyway, this is Size Talk here to talk about the Size Community app idea that I had way back then. Can become a thing later in the future or something along those lines. So anyway, let's get started. So I've had an idea for a while now, and it's something that, you know, the Size Community definitely needs when it comes to the entire community in general, to get us all continuously connected, to have more friends, to have those, to have instant messaging, constantly contact, have people more welcomed when they get into the interest of being a giantess, giants, tiny, anything along those lines of the Size Community in general. That includes macro furry, micro furry, all the above. So the idea I had placed was something where if we had something like Discord or something along the lines of Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, this was a very old idea I had in the past, but it was something where the Size Community could have areas to talk amongst themselves, to have constant instant messaging, to have something where when it comes to Size Con or anything along the lines of conventions that we have in the Size Community, that we have an app or something that shows, hey, we are the Size Community, we have a lot of stuff here. If you are now new into the community, we have something to introduce you. Instead of just having all these segmented Size Communities or Size Discord servers, we can just have one big server to have people connected with each other, to keep everybody open, nobody being separated from others, you know, nothing on lines where people are getting judged or questioned or people saying, oh, transphobic or all the other crap. Who wants to hear that mess? So we just want to have an app or something where if it was just everybody in the Size Community on one server or one app and have constant instant messaging, updates, things to alert about SizeCon, or tons of other events that are happening throughout the Size Community, then you can easily have an app where everybody cannot have a whole bunch of separate servers on Discord, but be all in one and be protected to make sure that, you know, the whole CP, things that are not everybody's cup of tea, especially the things, I'm pretty sure you know which ones I'm talking about, you know, scats, water sports, age play, all the other stuff. We have a separate area specifically for those that are into that, but no CP is allowed. That is definitely an automatic. No real life gore violence. That's completely out. But to have an app like that would definitely show that the community is also improving with the fact of having just one complete server. So that means people don't have to be, oh, I can't seem to reach this person because they're on some other Discord, or I don't know what their Discord is. And then having the ability to have the don't DM or DM please, or along the lines of where people know who is okay with it and who is not okay with it. With this app, at least with the don't DM app, it is impossible to DM that person unless they have given you permission to do that. With Discord, as you see today, you can have the don't DM and they still DM you anyway. So thus brings more of a uncomfortable issue where it comes to people that don't want to be around others that are just going to keep DMing, the direct messaging them anyway, even though they have don't DM. And some other things I'm probably saying is just that I would like to not be messaged during the day. I would not like any spam of do you RP or would you, any of the other lines of just getting bothered and annoyed by people on a daily basis. So if we have a size related server or a size related focus Discord app, or at least I keep saying Discord because Discord is a good example on how we could make an app that is just for Size Community in general, or for artists, or for writers, or for producers, because then at least then there is a safe haven for the entire community, so we don't have to go on social media to be spammed or go on any other place where you can barely do anything without being constantly, oh boy, you posted something that is definitely against TOS. Even though it has nothing to do with it because most of these places use AIs to do the work for them. And AIs cannot tell between something that is not safe for work or is safe for work. Because for many past histories, which we have with the size community, there are several artists I could tell you today where they have posted something that was barely even considered as NSFW and somehow still got kicked off or banned or removed. We need to make sure if we make an app for the size community that it has to be something where everybody can feel welcome about themselves. No one can be judged, no one can be stalked, or no one can be constantly spam DM'd or anything along those lines. But if you have permission to DM that person, they will allow to hold their friends and everything else. And that's just thoughts that I've had in the back of my head that we are a size community, and if we had our own specific place to have an app, or I'm not gonna say DeviantArt because DeviantArt is also kind of a 50-50, same with other places. So this is just thoughts of how a size community app could work. As of today, could easily make tons of improvements for this community if we do that. But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of this podcast. Hopefully you're all doing wonderful. Make sure to be safe. Make sure to have a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, I still say please be careful because we love you. We want to make sure you are okay and make sure that you can go on and keep moving forward.